Today, we're looking at the darker side of literature with two books about not-so-happy families. And we've got writer Helen Slade and book critic Anna Kimura to talk us through them. First up, we're looking at Her Mother's Daughter by Alice Fitzgerald, a novel written from two points of view, one of a child and the other of her very troubled mother. Helen, I have to be honest, I found this one hard to read. It's very well written, but, well, how did you find it?
I know what you mean, but I literally couldn't put it down and stayed up till 3 in the morning to finish it. There's something about immersing yourself in a family this flawed, this damaged, that's compelling. You'd never want to be in that family yourself, but that's what reading is about, isn't it? Wearing someone else's shoes for a while without ever having to live their reality.
You surprise me. The families in your own books are a million miles away from this one.
Yeah, my readers can always be sure they're going to get a happy ending, which you definitely, I don't want to give too much away here, but you definitely don't feel like a happy ending is coming for these characters.
Okay, so don't mention the ending, but can you just describe for listeners what the book is about?
So, it's about a family with secrets. The mother has hidden her troubled childhood from her husband and her two children, but, of course, it's shaped her entire personality and how she behaves as a mother and as a wife, which is especially obvious when we're reading the sections told in the child's voice, even though the little girl herself doesn't understand the meaning of everything she's seeing.
For me, what was really so shocking was less what happened to the mother when she was a child, but how the mother treated her own children. Why is that, do you think?
I think we're all programmed to see mothers as something sacred and pure. As a child, she was mistreated by her father, and in some ways, we're not that shocked by that, which is a sad thing in itself. And her own mother didn't help her. As a reader, we're less affected by that, I think, because that part of the story is revealed to us in the mother's voice, the adult voice. But the reason the way she treats her own child is so much more shocking is that the child is telling us about it, and we sympathise with her. It's very clever how the author plays on our natural instincts to protect a child.
Though we do feel sorry for the mother too. Today, we're looking at the darker side of literature with two books about not-so-happy families. And we've got writer Helen Slade and book critic Anna Kimura to talk us through them. First up, we're looking at Her Mother's Daughter by Alice Fitzgerald, a novel written from two points of view, one of a child and the other of her very troubled mother. Helen, I have to be honest, I found this one hard to read. It's very well written, but, well, how did you find it?
I know what you mean, but I literally couldn't put it down and stayed up till 3 in the morning to finish it. There's something about immersing yourself in a family this flawed, this damaged, that's compelling. You'd never want to be in that family yourself, but that's what reading is about, isn't it? Wearing someone else's shoes for a while without ever having to live their reality.
You surprise me. The families in your own books are a million miles away from this one.
Yeah, my readers can always be sure they're going to get a happy ending, which you definitely, I don't want to give too much away here, but you definitely don't feel like a happy ending is coming for these characters.
Okay, so don't mention the ending, but can you just describe for listeners what the book is about?
So, it's about a family with secrets. The mother has hidden her troubled childhood from her husband and her two children, but, of course, it's shaped her entire personality and how she behaves as a mother and as a wife, which is especially obvious when we're reading the sections told in the child's voice, even though the little girl herself doesn't understand the meaning of everything she's seeing.
For me, what was really so shocking was less what happened to the mother when she was a child, but how the mother treated her own children. Why is that, do you think?
I think we're all programmed to see mothers as something sacred and pure. As a child, she was mistreated by her father, and in some ways, we're not that shocked by that, which is a sad thing in itself. And her own mother didn't help her. As a reader, we're less affected by that, I think, because that part of the story is revealed to us in the mother's voice, the adult voice. But the reason the way she treats her own child is so much more shocking is that the child is telling us about it, and we sympathise with her. It's very clever how the author plays on our natural instincts to protect a child.
Though we do feel sorry for the mother too.
Today, Vicky Sampson came home from school at 4 o'clock. She watched television for half an hour, then she did her homework. She's working hard at the moment because she's got exams very soon. It was a normal day, but it was the kind of day that makes Vicky and her parents very happy. "I can't believe it," says Vicky. "Life's wonderful. 4 months ago, I was living in a box under a railway bridge in London." Last October, Vicky had run away from home. How did it all start? "I hated school. We always had so much work to do, and I didn't see the point of it all. But it was worse at home. My parents didn't understand. It was do this, don't do that. We only spoke to each other when we were arguing. One day, I just couldn't stand any more," says Vicky. On that October day, Vicky didn't go to school. She went to the station and caught the train to London. She now says that at first it was really exciting. There were all the bright lights, theatres and shops, and some really interesting people. It was just like on television. She had to sleep on the streets, but she didn't mind. She was free. No school, no homework, no parents. But soon there was no food and no money either. Someone stole her purse about a week after she arrived. She couldn't get a proper job because she was only 15 and you have to be 16. She was cold, hungry and miserable. But she survived until one night about a week before Christmas. She was walking down a street when she looked into someone's front window. There was a girl there just like her. She was decorating a Christmas tree. Vicky thought, "If I was at home, I'd be decorating our tree now." Then she couldn't help it. She just started to cry. She sat down on the pavement and cried and cried. Luckily for Vicky, the man who lived at the house, Mr. Robinson, came home while she was sitting there. He took Vicky into the house, and Mrs. Robinson gave her a cup of tea and something to eat. They were very kind to Vicky. When she told them the whole story, they offered to pay for her ticket home. But she didn't want that. She thought her parents would be angry. But the next day she was back home. While Vicky was at their home, Mrs. Robinson went next door and telephoned the police in Birmingham. 3 hours later, Vicky's father arrived to collect her. "It was the best Christmas present I've ever had," said Vicky's mother. "She is so grateful to the Robinsons for what they did." Today, Vicky Sampson came home from school at 4 o'clock. She watched television for half an hour, then she did her homework. She's working hard at the moment because she's got exams very soon. It was a normal day, but it was the kind of day that makes Vicky and her parents very happy. "I can't believe it," says Vicky. "Life's wonderful. 4 months ago, I was living in a box under a railway bridge in London." Last October, Vicky had run away from home. How did it all start? I hated school. We always had so much work to do, and I didn't see the point of it all. But it was worse at home. My parents didn't understand. It was do this, don't do that. We only spoke to each other when we were arguing. One day, I just couldn't stand any more, says Vicky. On that October day, Vicky didn't go to school. She went to the station and caught the train to London. She now says that at first it was really exciting. There were all the bright lights, theatres and shops, and some really interesting people. It was just like on television. She had to sleep on the streets, but she didn't mind. She was free. No school, no homework, no parents. But soon there was no food and no money either. Someone stole her purse about a week after she arrived. She couldn't get a proper job because she was only 15, and you have to be 16. She was cold, hungry, and miserable. But she survived until one night about a week before Christmas. She was walking down a street when she looked into someone's front window. There was a girl there just like her. She was decorating a Christmas tree. Vicky thought, if I was at home, I'd be decorating our tree now. Then she couldn't help it. She just started to cry. She sat down on the pavement and cried and cried. Luckily for Vicky, the man who lived at the house, Mr. Robinson, came home while she was sitting there. He took Vicky into the house, and Mrs. Robinson gave her a cup of tea and something to eat. They were very kind to Vicky. When she told them the whole story, they offered to pay for her ticket home. But she didn't want that. She thought her parents would be angry. But the next day she was back home. While Vicky was at their home, Mrs. Robinson went next door and telephoned the police in Birmingham. 3 hours later, Vicky's father arrived to collect her. It was the best Christmas present I've ever had, said Vicky's mother. She is so grateful to the Robinsons for what they did.